instead of meditating for an experience, we're meditating on the experience that is already here. In the Chandogya Upanishad, there's a famous dialogue between Shvetaketu and his father. After Shvetaketu has come back home after 12 years of study in some sort of Vedashala where he studied the Guru, and Shvetaketu is feeling very proud of himself. So his father asked him a simple question. Please tell me that, knowing which, all things are as well known. What is that, knowing which, all things are as well known? Like, for instance, if there are hundreds or thousands or millions of clay pots, by knowing the clay, recognizing the clay, all the pots are as well known. There are countless waves in the ocean, but knowing, recognizing the water, all of the waves are as well known. Even though the nama rupa, the names and forms differ, the names and forms have no being apart from the water. So knowing the water, you know the truth of the way. Knowing the clay, you know the truth of the pot. This is an all-inclusive statement. The clay pot and the wave water are just examples. But the water is not the truth of the pot, and the clay is not the truth of the water. So knowing what you know that, knowing which all things, all names and forms, all experiences, internal and external, are as well known. Has to recognize an experience which is already completely present. The wave has to recognize its true nature, which is already completely present. There's no new experience to be gained. The wave has to recognize its relationship to the water, and the pot has to recognize its relationship to the clay. That I have to recognize my relationship to my being. This body, mind, sense organs are the name and form, the nama rupa. The names and all bodies. I have to recognize that which is the truth of all of them. The truth of me, my truth, which is the truth of all of them. Needs to recognize I am clay. And I, the clay, am totally free of the pot, because for me there is no pot, there is only clay. It's not about being free from the pot, as though I'm separate from the pot. It's that the truth of the pot is only clay. I'm just invoking that inner friend attitude. Non-aggressive, welcoming attitude. Letting your body relax. Just notice all of the experiences of relaxation that the body is going through. Those experiences that you objectify, that you're aware of, and those are the main point. Any experience that you can objectify is a nama-rupa. Like, I'm aware of my shoulders, my legs, verbal muscles relaxing. These are experiences, objectified experiences, that come and go. To shift your attention just to your own presence, the one who is here, feeling these experiences, the very presence. My own being. That's what makes me me, the me experience, the changeless me experience, non-objectifiable me experience. That is the very indwelling self of this body, indwelling self from the standpoint of the body, from the standpoint of me. I'm not indwelling anything. I simply am me, this conscious being that has a body from the standpoint of the body. From my own standpoint, just being yourself, I simply am. I am not anything other than my own being. Just notice that. I simply am. Experience the body through your sense of touch. The body experiences its own experience. It isn't touching me. I am its being. I am indwelling from the body standpoint. But I'm not touched by the relaxing sensations of the body. I am my own light. My own luminary. The conscious being that I am is me. I am that. Illuminating the body experience, but also free from it. Let body continue to relax. Shift your focus as the body continues to relax. Shift your focus to your own presence. Just be me. Just be yourself. Welcome your mind, let your mind relax. Whatever thoughts or feelings or multitasking that might be there, just welcome it, allow it to be. Allow your mind to be free to be your mind without any controls. Just let it be as it is. Welcoming it. Removing any tension, relaxing, feeling the mind and the body spread out into space as it relaxes more and more. Experiences come and go, be what they are. Just be yourself. your own presence. The one indwelling the mind, from the standpoint of the mind. Indwelling means I can say it is my mind. I have a mind. I, this conscious being, have a mind, or I am my mind, I am the mind. That's all those statements are from the standpoint of the mind. Allowing the mind to be. You be yourself. Just your being. Relaxing the mind, relaxing your sense organs, relaxing your body, allowing them to be whatever they are, welcoming them, and just be yourself. Let the mind gently focus on your own presence, the presence that you are. You are that. Not your mind, but your mind gently focus on, turn its attention inward like the pot, all of a sudden focusing on its own being, the clay. You're focusing gently, not trying to stop any experiences, just turning your focus toward you, your own being. You just be yourself. Your mind is just coming home to you, but you're being yourself. The I am, is not landing on the mind or the body. It's landing on you, my own being, me. Relax, just be yourself. Stay home with yourself. Sometimes it helps just to follow your breath as a japa, breathing into yourself, exhaling into yourself, and exhaling from yourself, just to keep the mind occupied. Occupied with you, as you just be yourself. Let the mind become interested in you. gaze, take that gentle smile of the Murti, Dakshinamurti, Ganeshwar, or Jnaneshwari, Shiva, the Buddha, a gentle smile. What they naturally assume as they contemplate. Just abiding as yourself, notice all of the experiences that are taking place through your sense perceptions, hearing the birds, the thoughts, feelings. Just notice them. Notice them in relationship to your presence.